The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. It's nice to be here, practicing together. So as we usually do on Monday nights, we'll begin with the guided meditation. I'll just do a little bit of guidance. So taking an alert, upright posture, a posture that reflects your intention to be present, maybe with some dignity or some uprightness, inner uprightness. As well as some ease, as well as some openness, some spaciousness. Maybe the opposite of closed or tight. And then to arrive at this moment, to check in what it feels like at this moment. Maybe feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Feeling the general sense of the posture. And of course, when we bring our attention to the body, we might notice that the body is breathing. So feeling the stretching, the expansion, contraction associated with breathing. The movements with breathing. And if we're feeling agitated or particularly restless, it can be helpful to extend the exhale for just a few breaths in a way that's still comfortable, but a little bit longer. Without straining. It's a physiological response for a longer exhale that can bring a little bit more ease. And then just allowing the breath to return to normal. And trusting that the body knows how to breathe. And just hanging out with the sensations of breathing in a relaxed, easy way. It's natural that the mind will start thinking. We just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. And allowing the body to settle, relax, get collected around the sensations of breathing. And then you might notice if there is any sense of some well-being, some okayness, maybe a little sense of being settled or more settled than you were before you came to sit. Maybe there's just a little sense of delight. Oh, I made it to the cushion. allow yourself to feel that contentment, well-being, delight, even if it's just a small portion of your experience. Even if it's not the most obvious or compelling, can you acknowledge, tune into any feeling of okayness? Can we practice with a sense of ease, even if our experience is not easeful? Can we have a little bit of ease with it not being easeful? As best we can. As best we can. Not straining, not demanding that our experience be different. And again, just checking in and see if there's any sense of okayness. I'm intentionally using this really vague word. Despite perhaps some discomfort or restlessness or sloth and torpor, is there a part of the experience that feels good in some way? Feeling connected, maybe a little bit more stability or steadiness. Maybe some openness or spaciousness. And if that is present for you, can you allow that experience to get as big as it would like? Not forcing it, just allowing. No pressure here, absolutely no pressure for anything.
and allowing any sense of well-being to be a support for our practice. Can we allow it to fuel in some kind of way our mindfulness practice, our meditation practice? We are always having a range of experiences. It's only natural that the most troubling ones are the most compelling. What is it like to bring your attention to those experiences that are supportive? Supportive for a sense of well-being, okayness, certain type of contentment. Again, even if it is just a small portion of your experience, and then, if we know that well-being is accessible, even if it's not the most dominant experience, this can support us from not being thrown off kilter in the midst of difficulties. Even recognizing that there are some neutral experiences, maybe even the pleasant experience of being grounded, feeling our feet on the ground, for example, then this can allow us to support others. If we are not thrown off balance, can help other people who maybe are at risk of being thrown off balance. And so in this way, our practice can be a support not only for us, but for those around us. And we can be part of creating stability, steadiness, in our communities with a sense of well-being.